to send a notice to nothing.
He's not coming today? Okay. So we have Be'ez Hashem this week, today, and as I mentioned, tomorrow and Thursday. Thursday we will leave for Chazora, Be'ez Hashem. So we have today and tomorrow to try and reach, I'd like to try and reach the two dots. Now the truth is, the Gemara after the two dots is very much connected to the Gemara we're about to do now, with a Prusa and a Sholem, etc., etc. But either way, we'll go stage by stage in Be'ez Hashem. So let's have a look at the Gemara. About halfway down the Omud, Omer Rav Zeira, first word on the line, design. Omer Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira said, Ki Havinon Be Rav Huna. When we were in the house of Rav Huna, in the yeshiva of Rav Huna, Omalon, he said to us, Hani Gargalidi Delifta. Difficult words. What is Gargalidi Delifta? So Rashi says, two words, Roshe, the heads, Liftois of Liftois. If I'm not mistaken, Liftois is a turnip. The heads of turnips. When we were with Rav Huna, he told us that these Gargalidi, that seems to be the heads, the lifter of the Lefes, which is a turnip, Parminu. What does parminu mean? Also a tricky word. Says Rashi, parminu menushayer belaz loshen kenivas yerek, a loshen of cutting a vegetable. When you cut off, you have the head of the turnip, and you cut it. Now apparently there's different ways of cutting it. Says the Gemara, parminu, if you cut it, comma, prima rabo, if you cut it into large pieces, then boire priho adoma. Prima zuta, if it is into small pieces, then shakoil nia bidvaroi. Now this, of course, is a tremendous chiddush. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's one of the first times we've seen that the brocha would depend on the size of the food, which is very, very strange. If it has a certain status or a certain taste or whatever it may be, then why would it make a difference whether it is small or big? So the Gemara explains. Again, prima rabo, if it was a large cutting, bari priyo adomo. Prima zuta, shahakoil niya bidvaroi. So look at Rashi before we continue. Says Rashi, prima zuta, greusa hi. We've had this word greusa before. What does greusa mean? Reduce, it's a reduction, it's a downgrade. Ubesha ochloi chai koi. We are referring to eating it raw. Apparently, when you cut it small, it's a downgrade. Now, why is it a downgrade? So it seems to be that it's considered less choshev. It seems to be that it's considered less choshev, so much so that it actually affects the whole brocha and is no longer Bore Pri Adomo, it now becomes Shahakal Nia Bidvari. That's what Rav Zeira said he heard when he was with Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, but the Chiyoson, but when we came, the Beir of Yehuda, then we switched yeshivas and we came to the yeshiva of Rabbi Yehuda, Omarlon, he said to us, Idi ve'idi, both this and that, Bore Pri Adomo. They're both Bore Pri Adomo, and of course we immediately note, you see next to the word Idi is a little gimel, which even if you want to be lazy, at least teaches you that this apparently is Halacha L'maisa. If you don't want to be so lazy, you can look in the margin and see where the gimel takes you and find the relevant source in Shulchan Aruch. But for the moment, what's the Gemara telling us? That initially we heard it gets downgraded, then we heard, at least in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that no, Idi ve'idi bore priyo ha'adomo. V'hai de parminu tfei. And he explained, however, that which you cut it into smaller pieces, tfei means extra, extra small, is kihechi, so that the numtik tame. What does the numtik mean from the word matok or umasuka? Shana tova umasuka. In order that the taste should be sweetened. We know, for example, Imagine you take an onion, for example. Cut them into small pieces, it's very, very pungent. Each time you cut, the whole waft of the smell comes out. So therefore, when you cut it into small pieces, don't think that reduces the chashivas. To the contrary, the reason why you're doing so is in order to experience the taste even more. Therefore, that's not considered a downgrade in the nature of the vegetable, and therefore there's no need to change the bracha. Okay. Says the Gemara. Omar Ravashi. Ravashi said, again, it's a very similar type of Gemara, where he heard one thing and then he heard something else in a different place. Omar Ravashi, ki havinon bei Rav Kahana. When I was in the yeshiva of Rav Kahana, Omar Lon, he said to us, Tafshilo de Salka. Salka is beets. If you have a tafshilo de salka, some sort of stew of beets, deloy mafshibo kimcha, where there is not so much flour, then the bracha is very priyadomo. But if it is de lifta, when you have a stew of lifta, which, again, like we said before, is turnips, where there de mafshibo kimcha tfei, where there apparently the nature was, they did used to put in more flour, that would then switch the bracha tfei, but the bracha would therefore become boimene mezainis. But vahodar omar, but he then retracted and he said, no, actually idi veidi, and again you see the small dalet, so apparently that's halacha lemaisa as well. Idi veidi boire priwadomo. Actually, they're both boire priho adomo, even if there's a lot of flour. Now, why would that be? If there's a lot of flour, chameshes minei dogon, lecheresh viborim ne mezoines. He says, no. That's what he initially thought, but he retracted. Why? Because he said, vahai de shodi bo kimcha, tfei. That which he threw in, shodi means to throw, that which he threw in a lot of flour, is just ledevuki ba'alma of the law. He just did that for purposes of ledevuki. What does it mean, ledevuki? Right, for devik. What's devik? Glue. We have a pasuk. Va'atem hadveikim b'ashem. Dovik b'kodesh baruch hu. V'dovka boch. Dovka is to stick. Somebody called me two or three days ago. He said, my wife has to go to the mikveh, and she is a ganenet, or she's running a ketana, and she's been playing with glue all day with the kids. And her hands are absolutely caked in devik. Serious shaila. Very serious shaila, because certainly to have glue on your hands, I think we'd all agree, is something that a person is makbid on. You don't want glue on your hands. Mamish, a little drop, one crumb, and maybe there's what to discuss. If you say he's got a lot of glue, I said she's got a lot of work on her hands, then she has to get it all off. That's devik. So it's being told in the Gemara as well over here that if flour is used in this particular stew, it's not being used to give the food a different texture or a different taste. Rather, it is just there as a binding agent. Devik. It is just there, l'devuki ba'alma, merely to stick them of delay. That's what it's doing. Omer Rav Chista, said Rav Chista, tavshil shel taradin. What's taradin? Some sort of vegetable, I'm not sure exactly what it is. Tavshil shel taradin, yofel leiv. It is apparently good for your heart. V'toiv le'inayim.
Rashi says this is the same as silka.
It's the same as?
Silka. Deet.
Silka, okay.
And it says, really, Maya the silka, tafshil shel tarad.
Okay. Very good, shkeich. So tafshil shel tarad in yofel alev, it is healthy for the heart. V'toiv le'inayim, and good for the eyes. The kol shekein lebnei me'ayim, and certainly for the stomach or the bowels. Tavshil Shel Taradin is a recommended diet for somebody who has issues with his lev, einayim, or me'ayim. Omar Abaya. So Abaya added, 1 second, v'hu, that is providing the Yosef that he sits it, he places it, abei tofi, which we'll see in the means, Rashi says, it means on top of the oven, v'ovid toich toich. Very, very strange phrase. What does it mean, toich toich? It rumbles, bumbles, bubbles. Normally, toich means inside, so toich toich means inside, inside. What does that mean? So have a look at Rashi. Abei tofi al mokoim shafisas hakedeiro. What does that mean, al mokoim shafisas hakedeiro? They used to put the kedeiro, the pot, on top of the oven in order to expose it to maximum heat. So if you put the tavshil of taradin there, then what? Then that's apparently when it's good for your heart and your lave, it's in your eye and I'm etc. etc. V'hovid toich toich, Kloima says Rashi, shesholuk, in other words, it's cooked, v'nimchem oid, and is very dissolved, it really is, comes a runny mixture, v'kal, v'koil, resichosei, and the noise of its boiling, nishma'as, becomes heard, kakoil toich toich, like the voice, like you hear toich 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 when it's like bubbling. So it's got to be cooking so much that what?
Making a noise.
That it's making a noise, that's how much it's been cooking, not just for a minute or two, but until it's literally boiling. And at that stage, apparently health wise, it's a good thing for your einayim, your lev, and your me'ayim. Okay. Omar Rav Papa. Now this is very, very important now. With an important Tosfos. Omer Apopa Pshitali. It is obvious to me. Maya de Silka Kasilka Umaya de Lifter Kalifta. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Maya de Silka Tavshil Shel Taradin. If you have a tavshil of taradin, and the taradin presumably are no longer there, you're just eating the water, drinking the water. Kasalka, then it has the same status as the salka itself. What does that mean, the same status as Rashi? Lenyan bracha. With regard to the bracha. Now this is going to present all types of issues, specifically in light of a Gemara that we ourselves have learned one daf ago. But let's go slowly. So Maya de Silka Kasilka, first he says Rashi. The water of Silka is like Silka. Umaya de Lifta Kalifta. Umaya de Kuli Sholki, and the water of all types of cooked vegetables, Kakulu Sholki, will have the same bracha as the vegetable that the water is cooking in. However, Boi Rav Papa had a question. What about Maya de Shivta? What's Shivta? Says Rashi. De Shivta Yerek Shenoisnin Ma'at Bekadeiro. It is a vegetable that you put in the pot, Lematik Ba'alma, but it's merely, again, that word Lematik. To sweeten it, but not for purpose of eating. You don't actually eat the vegetable. Rather, you sweeten it and then you take it out. So if you now boil up that vegetable, just to extract the tam, and now the water, you drink the water. What's the status with that, says the Gemara? Lemetuki ta'ame ovdi. Is the purpose, so Rashi already told us that this is the case, but the Gemara is now actually debating it. Is the purpose of this particular shivta, is it to give tam? Or perhaps, oi la'avuri zuama ovdilo. What does la'avuri zuama ovdilo mean?
Remove the smell.
Yes. sometimes when you have besomim or you have spices, it's not to give a pleasant taste. Rather, it is just to remove the unpleasant taste. So that's our question. What exactly is the function of this shivta? Does it actually give positive taste, in which case, as the normal halachos of brachas, etc., or it's just there to remove foul taste, but it's not actually there to add any positive taste? So the Gemara says we can prove it. How? Toshama hashavos. Again, this vegetable called the shivta. Mishenosno tam bekedera. Once it has given tam in the kedera, ein ba mishum truma veino metama tumas oichlin shma mino lemetuki tama of the lo shma mino. It's talking about truma of shavta, says Rashi. Ha lemetuki tama of it. Is it considered there to give sweet taste? Umavarchin al meimi tafshiloi. In which case you would make a bracha on the water of the tafshil boire priu adama. Or perhaps not. Says Rashi, hashavos ein bo, babad shelo. What is babad shelo? It means it's stalk. You put it in the water. Mishin nosnu bekedera. Once you put it in the kedera, vahoitzi uha, and then you then extracted it. What's left? Ein ba shuv, there is no further issue, mishum issa truma, of eating truma. So if you're a non-koyen, you're not allowed to eat truma. So here you have a stalk of this vegetable called shifta. The shifta has been put into a stew to give taste, and you then extracted it. What's left behind? The stalk with all the taste having been extracted. Therefore, it's no longer has the status of truma. It's nothing. It's not food anymore. Ein bo shuv mishum issa truma. They cannot any longer be an issue of truma. Why? Da havalei, because it is ke'etz ba'alma. What does it mean? It's ke'etz ba'alma. It's like a mere piece of wood. Why? Because it's a stalk which had pleasant taste, but all the taste has been extracted. So what are you left with now? Nothing, it's a piece of wood. The truma doesn't apply to wood. Truma only applies to food. So therefore it doesn't have the halachas of truma, and neither does it have the halachas of tumas oichlim. Why not?
Same reason,
because not an oichel. Only food can have the halachas of tumas oichlim. But if it's not food, it might be subject to other tumas, but not tumas oichlin, because it's not an oichel. Says Rashi, midktoni mishenosno ta'am. Seeing as it says quite clearly in the Braisa, it says mishenosno ta'am, quote unquote. It says it gave taste. So what do you see? Shma mino letama avida. So you see quite clearly that what? But that's its purpose, to actually give positive taste, and therefore that resolves our shaila. So there it was a discussion of truma and tumas oichlin, but by, you see that its function is to give taste. Its function is to give taste, that resolves our previous shaila. Now, let's look at Tosfos, and this is a very bizarre type of Tosfos in a way. Because, did you see this Tosfos? Tosfos de Bamaschil, Maya de Silka Kasilka. Tosfos asks a huge question and basically tells you to get on with it yourself. Work out the answer yourself. Maya de Salka, Mavorchin Oleho Boire Priha Adoma. The bracha on the Mayim is Boire Priha Adoma. Afal Pi She'im Bo Elo Mayim. V'ta'am ha'irokois, even though it merely has just the water and the taste, means it doesn't actually have any of the vegetable itself. Rather, what does it have? It just has the water, it just has the taste of the irakos. Mavarech aleihen, you'd make a bracha on them, ka'asher, just as yavarech al hayirakos. Just as you would make a bracha on shay irakos. That is the chiddush that we are learning in our Gemara. Now, Tosfos asks a huge question. Afal gav de amri non le'el. Even though we said above, where did we say above? In daf lamed chesamad aleph, demei peirois zeya ba'al mehu. Remember the Gemara? The Gemara in daf lamed chesamad aleph says, Haiduf should the tamri, you make a broch of shakel near bidvaroi. Why? My timer, about the 10th top line, zeya ba'al mehu. It is merely the moisture.
Got downgraded.
Right, so Tosfos asking a phenomenal question. If you remember, we saw in Rashi there, Rashi says all fruit juice, the bracha is shahakel nir bidvaroi, with exception of zeisim and anovim. Olives and grapes are the only fruits which are really oymeid for its mashka. What does it mean it's oymeid for its mashka? That's really its purpose. Therefore, when the mashke is extracted, the brocha doesn't get downgraded. So if you have, for example, zeisim, which mashke is extracted, it is shemen. So make bari priyo eitz on shemen. You extract wine from grapes, essentially, you should also make bari priyo eitz. It happens to me, you give a different brocha, bari priyo agofen. But it's definitely not shahakal niyem edvaroi. But normally it is. You take an apple, you know, apple juice, orange juice, or any other vegetable for that matter, or fruit, the bracha is shahakal nibidvar. So Tosfos is quite clearly asking, in just five or six words, that we seem to have a phenomenal contradiction between the two Gemaras. If you tell me that what? That apple juice is shahakal nibidvar, so why in our sugya, when you have me silka, does it retain the form of bracha? And Tosfos says, what's the answer? Yesh l'chalik. What does that mean, yesh l'chalik? One can differentiate. So he leaves you hanging. Tosfos says, listen, I've given you the kasha, you can work out the rest yourself. He didn't answer it. But he's clearly not leaving it unresolved. Sometimes we do find that the Rishonim leave a kasha unresolved. Certainly in the Achronim. Remember, we saw at least twice last week in Kvega. Kvega asked the kasha and said, "But Tzorach here." Tosfos didn't do that. Tosfos says, no, I'm very calm about this. I'm not losing any sleep over it. Yesh l'chalek. There is a clear difference. What is the difference? I'm not telling you. So if Tosfos tells us that yesh l'chalek, then clearly, if Tosfos didn't see it necessary to fill us in, then clearly this is something we can work out ourselves. And that is the question. What do we work out ourselves? Why would we say that there might be a difference between Maya the Silka and May Peiros, where the bracha is Shahaka? There we say it's just Zeya Ba'al.
In our case here, we're talking about something that's cooked.
Oh, and therefore, yep.
So even though there was a machloekas with respect to shlakos,
no, but you're right. We're cooked, and therefore what? You're right. Okay, it's cooked, and therefore what?
But we know basically the opinion was that we would retain the broccoli.
No, but shlakos is talking about where you ate the vegetable itself. Okay. When you cook the vegetable and you eat the actual vegetable, the question is a soggy vegetable better or worse or different to the original? Right. But here we're just eating the liquid of it.
The vegetable is gone. There is no more vegetable here. It says it's just
better or worse.
It's merely a tree. It's merely wood.
So why is it hadama then? Our Gemara says it does not get downgraded. Our Gemara says it's better than fruit juice. I would have said, if anything, it's worse.
No. Maybe the quality that made that vegetable a vegetable to begin with is only that it's basically a spice. It's not a food, and therefore, once you what you've transferred is its very essence. You've transferred its.
What was the original taste? Silka. Silka is a regular, normal, standard vegetable. The Gemara says, Kulu Shulki. The Gemara didn't differentiate. Maya de Kulu Shulki. The Gemara gave three examples. Maya de Silka, Kasilka. Maya de Lifta, Kalifta. Maya de Kulu Shulki. What does Kulu mean? Any vegetable you take, I don't care whether it's a carrot, a potato, an onion, whatever it is. You cook it up, you take out the vegetable, I'm just left with the water, and it retains the bracha. So what's the difference between that and apple juice?
It isn't the question on the tashma?
No.
In other words, that's isn't he bringing a different type of vegetable?
No. Toysus Kasha is on, that's the title of this Toysus, Maya the Silka. That was Toysus' introduction. You make a bracha of Borei Pri Adama, even though it merely has the Mayim and the Ta'am, none of the original essence, it nonetheless retains the status of the original vegetable. So you take your carrots, you cook it up in water, you take the carrots out, what are you left with? Orange water, what does the bracha says the Gemara? Borei Pri Adama. What on earth is different between that and apple juice? That's Toysus Kasha. Toysus says Yesh L'chalek, no, they're different. What's the difference? They seem exactly the same. So there is one key difference. You began saying it before, Avram. I thought you were on the right path. There is one key difference, without explaining it, just what is the difference in the case?
One's wrong,
they're cooking.
One is cooked, and one is just fruit juice. Fruit juice is not cooked. So the Rishonim explain, and this possibly is what Tosis means, although Tosis is really open season, and you can say whatever you like in Tosis. Tosis just says Yesh L'chalik. That there is a difference between squeezing an apple and the juice flowing out, as opposed to cooking an apple and the ta'am of the apple goes into the juice. In other words, it's a chiddush. Apparently, an apple really is comprised of two parts. The flesh, the basar of the pri, and the liquid in it. But the liquid in it doesn't have the taste of the apple. So therefore, when you squeeze it out, that's nothing to do with apple. That is the... It's not a matter of downgrading. That was always only ever a shahako. It was part of the apple if you make one generic bracha Borei Pri Adama on the entire apple. When you remove the liquid, it's liquid, says Shahako. Mashain came when you cook it up, then the ta'am of the original vegetable enters the liquid, and that's what we're being taught in our Gemara. Even though it's only ta'am, it's none of the actual essence. You can't say there's any vegetables be'en. Nonetheless, the bracha is maintained. Why? Because it has the original ta'am. And maybe that's what Tosis means when he says, V'yesh l'chalik. One can differentiate. Over there, it's zeya ba'al, it's merely the moisture of the fruit. Where over here, it's not the moisture, it's actually the taste. And if it has the taste, it retains the original status. Now, just to make it slightly more palatable, if you'll excuse the pun. We do have a principle called ta'am ke'ika. Those who have learned Basar v'Chalav will know this. Again, I'm just giving an example, I'm not saying it's the same principle. If you take a piece of chazir, isa d'oraisa to eat, if you cook up the chazir with your potatoes, and then you take the chazir out, so what's now sitting inside your potatoes? Ta'am of chazir. This is machloikas. We paskin ta'am ke'ika is do'iraisa. Even though I'm not eating any actual flesh of chazir whatsoever. But ta'am ke'ika, the principle says it all. The ta'am, the taste, is ke'ika. Is that the main thing? So again, I'm not saying it's exactly the same, but it's a very good example and helps us understand our Gemara. Ta'am is ke'ika. If even though initially it was a fruit or a vegetable and now it's a liquid, doesn't matter, but it has tam. Whereas when I squeeze out the liquid so that the liquid does not have tam, then I'm sorry to say it doesn't have the chashivas of the apple anymore.
Does that same thing apply with the olive and the grape?
The olive and the grape is different. Then it does have the chashivas. Because even though maybe it didn't have the original tam, but at the end of the day, it was always oy made for that, and it's not considered a downgrade. It hasn't in any way had its chashivas detracted. But if you take an apple is not there to be squeezed to make apple juice. The primary usage of apple is for eating, not for drinking. Therefore, if you squeeze it out, that is a downgrade, and it does not have the taste of apple. Whereas if you cook the apple, and you make apple soup, that'd be very priyot. If you cook potatoes and you have potato soup, even if you take all the potatoes out afterwards, that'd be very priyot.
It's difficult to review all the apple.
But maybe that's what Tosis says again. It's very hard to know what Tosis really wanted if he didn't tell you. He just said v'yesh l'chali. But clearly Tosis is telling you that there's a very simple teretz. So it must be a teretz which is not too complex to work out. Because otherwise Tosis can't be leaving me in the lurch. So if Tosa says, Yesh l'chalek, then it must be a simple teretz. There's his cook, there isn't. Yes. Right, let's now make at least a beginning to the last sugya before the two dots. A little bit of a tricky sugya, including two in very, very important toises in both at the bottom and then one over the omelet. Zot the Gemara on the first wide line. Omar Rav Chiya Barashi. Rav Chiya Barashi said, Pas Tsnumo Bekoro. Mevorchin olea moitzi. What does that mean? Pas tsnumo bekoro, says Rashi. Pas tsnumo, says Rashi, yevesho. It's a dry piece of bread. Shenosno bekoro, which you then put in the bowl, lishrois, to soak. Vechein, a similar word to tsnumo is tsnumois dakois. Where does it say that word? With regard to the dreams of Paroi. It says they were dried out corn. Tsnumois. You see the word tsnumo means dried out. So you have a piece of bread over here, which is dry, and you'd like to soak it. It's not a loaf of bread, it's a piece of bread. And the Gemara says in the name of Rav Chiya Ba'ashi that the bracha over it would be Amoitzi Lechem Enoretz. Says the Gemara, Upliga de Rav Chiya. That's a bit tricky. Because we have Rav Chiya Ba'ashi and we have Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya Ba'ashi, who said that the bracha is Hamoitzi, would seem to be disagreeing with the opinion of his namesake, Rav Chiya. Why? Because what did Rav Chiya? Upliga de Rav Chiya. He seems to disagree with Rav Chiya. Da'ama Rav Chiya. Tzorich shetichle bracha im hapas. How do you translate those words? Tzorich shetichle bracha im hapas.
To make the...
Tichle literally means to finish.
To finish. Finish saying the bracha.
Like vayechulu hashamayim. Chulu means to finish.
Finish saying the bracha at the same time that you...
You're supposed to, says Reb Chiya, finish making the bracha with the pas. What does that mean, with the pas, says Rashi? Sorech shetichle birkas hamoitzi im prisas haprusa min hapas.
Breaking it up.
As you break off the prusa, the slice from the bread. Now what does it mean as? Im. The key word over here is im. Underline the word im. What does im mean? With. So what happens first? The answer is neither. It happens together. Im means with. When you make your bracha, it sounds like you're supposed to be holding the loaf of bread. At which point do you then pull off the slice as you end the bracha, not before you made the bracha, and not after you finish the bracha, but rather as you end, when you're saying the last few words, Amoitzi lechem min haaretz, that's when you're busy slicing off the slice. So it sounds like, let's continue Rashi, Tzorech shetichle, you have to finish Birkas Amoitzi in Prisas HaPrusa together with the cutting of the Prusa min hapas from the bread. V'hai, but the problem with this Tsunuma is that what? Poros v'oimeidu. What does that mean, poros v'oimeid? It is already standing, sliced. What does that mean, it's standing, sliced? It's not whole, it's sliced already.
It's a piece of bread.
Now, it sounds like, and I say it very hesitantly because we'll see, l'chayr, this cannot be the simple pshat. But it sounds like the simple pshat is, you cannot make a moitzi on a slice of bread. That's what it sounds like, no? You have to make a moitzi on what? Only on a sholem. Why? Because Reb Chiya told us that what? That you're supposed to pull off the slice as you finish the bracha. But when you begin the bracha,
it should be whole.
Therefore, if Reb Chiya Ba'ashi said that the bracha is hamoitzi, that would not seem to fit in with the opinion of Reb Chiya, because Reb Chiya said that what? Reb Chiya Ba'ashi does not fit in with Reb Chiya. Why not? What did Reb Chiya say? Sounds like when you start the bracha, you've got to have it whole. You only slice it off as you finish the bracha.
But so far we've only said drop.
1 second, slowly. Therefore, what is the machlokes that the Gemara is suggesting? According to Reb Chiya Ba'ashi, Reb Chiya Ba'ashi seems to have no problem whatsoever in making a bracha, even though
it's already sliced
before you begin. Whereas Rabbi Chiya, it sounds like what he's saying is there is no such concept as making amoitzi on a slice of bread, and therefore you would not make amoitzi on this slice of bread. What bracha you do make, we were not told, but not amoitzi. Why? Because the correct time to pull off the piece of bread, to slice it off, is as you end the bracha. But if it's done before you ever begin the bracha, sorry, you got there too early. And the bracha got there too late. And therefore there would no longer be a bracha of hamoitzi. That is the machloikus that the Gemara is suggesting. Now we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll go over the Amud now, but we'll see there's a whole Tosus, L'chayra Tosus, it can't be that simple. So again, Upligid Reb Chiya, Domer Reb Chiya, Reb Chiya says, Tzorech shetichle bracha ima pas. You have to finish the bracha, what does it mean, with the bread, says Rashi, with a slicing of the bread. In our case, that it's poros v'oimeid. Poros v'oimeid means that it's standing sliced, it's already sliced, so therefore you missed it. That's what it sounds like, is what the Gemara is saying, is the two opinions, and therefore the machlokes. Says the Gemara, Maskiv lo Rav Ashi, Slicha Maskiv lo Rava. Rava asks the following question: Maishnot Snuma Deloy. Comma. Don't read it. Deloy Mishum. Maishnot Snuma Deloy. 1 second. Why are you telling me? Who is he attacking? Maskiv always a lashon of attacking. Who is he attacking over here? Reb Chiya. He's attacking Reb Chiya. What did Reb Chiya say? When is the absolute optimum time to make a bracha?
When it's whole.
When it's whole, and when do you slice it?
When you finish.
As you finish, not afterwards. So Rava says, I'm sorry, I don't get this, I don't understand. Maishnot snumo deloy. What is the difference that when it's a slice already, deloy. What does deloy mean? That you don't make a bracha at all. You're maintaining that you don't make a bracha hamoitzi on a tsnuma, on a slice. You've got to make a bracha on a whole. And when you slice it?
As you finish.
But if it's tsnuma, if it is sliced, no good. Says Rava, sorry, it does not make sense to me. Maishnot tsnuma deloim. What is the difference? It's snuma that you don't make a bracha mishum de ki chalia bracha, because when the bracha finishes, aprusa kokalia. What does it mean, aprusa kokalia? You're making a bracha on a broken piece, and you can't make a bracha on a broken piece. So that's what you're saying, that therefore a snuma does not get a bracha. Why? Because you can't make a bracha on a broken piece. One second, I don't understand. So what did you recommend instead? When should you make a bracha? You start when it's whole, and then you break it as? Says the Gemara, therefore I don't understand. So al hapasnami. Well, therefore, so too, even if it's bread, meaning it is shalem, I don't understand what you've achieved. Nami also kiko gomra, at least when you finish it, aprusa gomra. What does it mean, aprusa gomra? No, what does it mean, aprusa gomra?
It's already into pieces.
Why? Why is it already into pieces?
Well, because you did it as you finished.
What does Reb Chiya say? Reb Chiya says a very bizarre compromise.
Yes.
And that's what Rava says. I'm sorry, it makes no sense to me.
In the beginning, it's
do you make a bracha on a piece, or you don't make a bracha on a piece? Please make up your mind. So you said you cannot make a bracha on a tsnuma. What is a tsnuma? A tsnuma is a prusa, is a slice. Why not? Because you cannot possibly make a bracha on a slice. Okay, so what's your alternative suggestion? Make a bracha on a shalem, and when do you pull off the slice?
As you finish the bracha.
During the bracha, at the end of the bracha.
So therefore the end of the bracha is also on a slice. I don't understand, what have you achieved?
You've already pulled it off.
You pulled it off.
You're finishing the bracha on a slice.
Look at Rashi, bottom Rashi. Aprusa kiven de omrit. Because you said im, again that word im, because you said that when is the correct time to cut it? Not after the bracha, but rather together with the completion of the bracha, im prisa sa prusa, together with slicing of the prusa, tichle, that's when it is finished. So, my chashivusa. So, what's its chashivus? Umay ahanisa, what have I gained? What have I gained by what?
By doing it following bread.
What have I gained by waiting and saying that what? I don't want to slice the bread before the bracha. Why? Because you cannot possibly make a bracha on a slice. I don't understand what you've gained. At the end of the bracha, it was a slice. Well, there's a special inyan that at least half the bracha should be on a shalim. That doesn't make any sense. Make up your mind. Either you can make a bracha on a slice or you can't. But if you hold that you slice the bread, im, again, im, that key word was the im. If you make you slice the bread when? Im, together with the completion of the bracha. So the end of the day, what was the bracha completed on?
A slice.
So now I said, what you've gained. Let's see again. Maskiv lo rova. Maishnot snuma deloy. What's the difference? Why did you say that a slice can't get a bracha? Mishum deki kalia bracha. Aprusa kokalia. Because when you finish your bracha, it's going to be on a slice. Ushkayach, according to you, it's also on a slice. Ala pas nami, so even if it's a pas, a proper slice, a proper bread. Kiko gomra, when you complete the bracha, aprusa gomra. It's also a slice. So what have you gained by saying this im trick? And therefore, Ella Omar Rava says, Rava, I'm sorry, I totally disagree with you. And I say that mevorech v'acha kach boitzeya.
Is he agreeing with Rav Chiya?
I agree with you, but I disagree with you. That means I agree with you that you cannot make a bracha
on a slice,
but I disagree with what?
When you slice it.
You said for some reason that you slice it im, together with the Gemara Brocha, I say, no. Achakach, says Rashi. Elo Omar Rava, Mavarech v'achakach boitzeya, v'goymer kol ha-brocha. You complete the entire Brocha, v'achakach mafresh ha-prusa. And only then do you separate the prusa. Oh, if you do that, what have you gained? Now the Kalia Brocha, the Brocha has been completed. A pas sholem. That way makes sense. In other words, Rava says to Rav Chiya, essentially, I agree with you. I agree with you that what?
On a slice, you can't make a
you don't make a Brocha Moitzi on a slice. But what I don't agree with is your strange compromise that you slice it as you complete the Brocha. Well, if you do that, at the end of the day, you're making a Brocha, at least part of it, at least the end of it, over a slice. What have you gained? What's its chashivas? What have I gained? Therefore, if you're going to wait, says Rava, when should you wait till? Afterwards. If you know what the machlekas is it im or is it achakach? Says the Gemara, Nahardoi of the Kirab Chia. In Nahardoi, what do? They did like Reb Chia. What does it mean like Reb Chia? When is that? Im. The Rabbonon. But the Rabbonon, however, of the Karava. So we seem to have a big machlokes, not only halacha, but halacha lamaisa. Some did this way, some did that. Omer Avina, Omroli Eim Avuch. The mother of your father, your grandfather told me, Ovid Kirab Chia.
I heard from your mother.
Omroli Eim Avuch. Oh, sorry, Omrali Aim. Sorry, Omrali Aim.
My mother said that your father...
Sorry, quite right. Mother told me that Avuch, your father, like Avuch, Avicha, Ovid Kereb Chia, did like Reb Chia, i.e. he did Im. To Omer Reb Chia, Tzorech Shetichle Brocha, Im Hapas. You've got to finish it with the slicing of the bread. But, V'rabonon Avdi Kerova, as we said before, V'il Chasa, Kerova, Dhomar, Mavorich, Vachakach Boitze. Halacha is Brocha followed by cutting. Now, there is something very peculiar and highly problematic in this whole Gemara. Especially as when you get to the end of the Gemara and the Gemara says the halacha is you make a Brocha and then cut it. Mashma, that if it's already cut,
what are you going to do?
You don't make a Brocha, at least not a Moitzi. So this would turn out, slice of bread, what's the brocha? No. Not a moitzi. Now why is that strange? Why is that strange? Don't say it's strange because we know the halacha is not like that. Because we're starting from first principles over here. But what you should be asking is, we had a Gemara with petitim. Remember the old Gemara petitim with slices of bread? We say, yeah, kazayis, not a kazayis. It was a mafurusha Gemara. You make a bracha maitzi on a slice. A mafurusha Gemara. I'm not querying the logic of it. Maybe you could tell me, maitzi is only on a davar sholeim, which is very choshuv. When you've sliced it up, it's lost its chashivas. That could well be. I'm not asking on logic. I'm asking, it's not my question, it's Tosas' question. Tosas is asking based on mafurusha Gemara. Let's at least make a beginning. We're not going to see the whole Tosas. See the bottom Tosas. Pas tsnuma b'ka'ora mavarchin olea ha'meitzi lechem in ha'aretz u'pligid Reb Chia. Says Tosas, v'im teima. I don't understand. Heichi mairi. What does that mean, heichi mairi?
Here we're dealing with.
What are we dealing with? What is the case? Im yesh shleima lefanov. If he's got another sholeim in front of him, in other words, not only this tsnuma, which means a prusa, but in addition to that, he also has a shalem, which means he's got two breads in front of him, one shalem, one not. Ha'amrinon besomuch, we say in very close proximity, you'll see it's the next Gemara actually, dekula alma shlema odif. Everybody agrees that the shlema takes precedence. Therefore, I don't understand. What has he got, the tsnum? He's got something else there as well? If he's got a shalem, then obviously what bracha would you make? Or on what?
On the shalem.
On the shalem, and therefore the whole discussion is a non-starter. Ve'i leka elot tsnum. And if you're going to tell me, no, the only thing he's got there is the slice. And what? You don't make a bracha hamoitzi on a slice? Heichi poli gole Reb Chiya. How can Reb Chiya possibly disagree? Can't be. Hamaskinon le'el. Reb Chiya, the Gemara had a maskana before that pirurin, crumbs or slices, afal pisha ein bohem kezayis, mevorachin alein hamoitzi. Even though there's no kezayis, you make a broch of hamoitzi. Hoyel v'ispu torisa denahama, because it has the appearance of bread. So, Reb Chiya ba'ashi said, what's the bracha on the tsnuma? It is amaitzi. And the Gemara says, yeah, but Reb Chiya disagrees. What do you mean he disagrees? What he holds is no amaitzi on a slice? A mefurash Gemara by Perurim? That as long as it maintains the appearance of bread, then it maintains the bracha of bread, amaitzi. Therefore, says Tosis, therefore, mimon afshach, I don't get it. If you're dealing with a sholem, if he's got a sholem in front of him, and the whole discussion is a non-starter, because you're not making a bracha on the tsnuma anyway. So how can you have a whole Gemara discussing which bracha you make on the tsnuma? I'm not making a bracha on the tsnuma. What am I making a bracha on? On the shalim. Salam, are you going to tell me? Ah, you're right. Okay, so obviously talking about there's no shalim over here, and the whole discussion is revolving about what bracha do you make on the tsnuma. So first opinion says, hamoitzi. But, uplegi the Reb Chiya that disagrees with Reb Chiya. Really? What does Reb Chiya hold? Reb Chiya says you don't make hamoitzi. It's a mafurish Gemara that you do. So we're stuck. I'm sorry to keep you all in suspense, but we'll hold it over here. Reb Yosef, we mentioned before that this week, instead of learning on Tuesday, we're going to learn tomorrow, if that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. I have a bris on Tuesday. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will finish this Tosfos, and hopefully we will finish the top Tosfos as well. I would recommend that we look into the Halacha as well. Now we can find the halacha ourselves. You see the aleph over here, the ilchus hakarava. There's an aleph. Have a look there in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah at the top. Maramokim kuf zayin samuch zayin sif aleph, and we'll see how this pans out. Very, very important halacha lemaisa.